So I began in the ethanol space in 2001 in Galva, Iowa, at Quad County Corn Processors. I was a general manager down there. My career prior to that had been commodity-oriented, working with ADM and a private facility and a co-op and so forth. Spent some time in Galva and then transitioned in 2009 to Chippewa Valley Ethanol Company in Benson. And spent about 5 years there before joining Guardian Energy as the CEO. So Guardian Energy is a company that has ownership or majority ownership in three facilities. One is located in the first facility that we became involved in is in Janesville, Minnesota, and that's a 120 million gallon facility. The second facility is in Lima, Ohio. That's about a 60 million gallon facility. And the third facility is in Hankinson, North Dakota. And that's also an ICM 120 million gallon facility. And certainly in that period of time, 2001 to today, we've seen a lot of changes in our industry. We've seen federal policy ebb and flow. We've seen commodity values do the same, and we've certainly seen infrastructure change dramatically. And as I come in today and we think about what's going on in our everyday world as it relates to ethanol from corn, one of the first things that hits my radar is the harvest and what's happening currently with a very large crop. And the timeliness of that, it's always a matter of bridging from old crop to new crop at this time of year and having enough feedstock in place, having the infrastructure to deliver that. But as soon as you start talking about infrastructure and delivery and logistics, you hit two railroads. And I drove in this morning and listened to a story that was talking about utility companies and their concern about railroad performance as it relates to coal delivery and how low the inventories were and the examples they gave of coal supplies. Well, this isn't, you know, unfortunately, that metric does not discriminate, and certainly we see that, as many of you folks do as well, in the businesses you're involved in. And so what we thought was perhaps an anomaly with last year's very, very cold winter and the conditions that that brought has really been a battle all summer long. Indeed, we continue with our marketers to look at daily updates on train arrival, train expectations, and delivery expectations. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about the liquid product, the ethanol going out, or the DDGs, the feed product going out. They're all impacted by logistics, and if we can't move the product away from the plant, it's just as onerous if we can't get the corn to make the product to begin with. So those are sort of the front and center concerns for us, and I guess over the years we've certainly seen a lot of innovation, and the different companies that we've been involved with, their approach with innovation. And that innovation, the opportunity, absolutely still exists. We're in a period of time now where certainly if you're an ethanol producer, money isn't a problem. Margins have been almost beyond description. It's the sort of thing when you talk to your CFO that you really don't want to talk about much for superstition and because they are very good. So you have situations where you're visiting with lenders and trying to figure out best ways to deploy capital, push capital back to your owners, or make investments in your facility. And that certainly is front and center for our discussion here today.